Max, you were telling me earlier, we were talking about, because you know I'm fascinated by this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard from an official of the National Archives who literally has the Help Wanted sign out.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris and Amy. We heard today during the luncheon speech for the, this is the FOIA conference, the FOIA conference, put together by the Collaboration on Government Secrecy over at the American University's Washington School of Law. We heard from Gary Stern, General Counsel at the National Archives and Records Administration. He gave us the luncheon speech today, and right up at the top of his talk, Stern had the news that many government openness advocates had been hoping for.
We sent the notice around to many folks in this room and organizations to get the word out. We are looking for a director of OGIS. The question is, well, what's our plan and what's our approach? Well, our plan is very simple at the archives. We hire a director. The director then gets to figure out what to do with OGIS and set up, create a whole brand new office within the government, which will involve hiring a staff and then setting up procedures, policies, regulations, all that kind of stuff. And so that's the plan. And there's not much more to it at this stage, although I think important to emphasize our plan is to set up OGIS as an independent office within the National Archives along the same lines that ISOO, the Information Security Oversight Office, exists within the National Archives. It's an independent office, reports the director reports directly to the Archives of the United States. So it's not going to be, as some people were wondering or concerned, it's certainly not going to be someone who works under the chief FOIA officer of the National Archives, which happens to be me, and or part of the General Counsel's office, or just sort of, you know, kind of integrated into the NARA bureaucracy. It's going to be a standalone office like ISOO, and so that's how we have, that's what we have in mind, and now we need a director. So get the word out and get folks who you think would be really capable of doing this job to apply. And hopefully we'll have a good pool and do, you know, do all the classic review, interview, and all for this position, which will be within the senior executive service. That was another holdup, as I told some folks early on. We didn't have an SES slot to fill this person. We had to ask for a special permission from OPM, which we got just about 2 weeks ago. So that was kind of the timeline on OGIS.
And Stern says that right now the best thinking is that once they have a director picked for OGIS and a staff is hired, they should be up and running in this office sometime this fall.
And he talked about another newly created office within the archives. That one also has something to do with government information.
Yeah, and this is one that that we haven't heard very much about. Stern spent some time talking about this Office of Controlled Unclassified Information. This is essentially going to be a group of people, think of them as a clearinghouse within archives, tasked with helping to determine what sorts of classification any given government document should have. Gary Stern had this interesting little tidbit about the Office of Controlled and Classified Information and how it came to get its startup funding.
Money was made available. In this case, it didn't have to go through appropriations. The DNI was able to, generally intelligence agencies have lots of money, was able to interagency transfer us the startup money and commit to doing that at least for several years so that we could hire the additional staff to do this work.
Now, in case you missed it, DNI in this case, in the soundbite we just played here, is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Mm-hmm. Now, one of their FOIA people is on a task force. It's an interagency task force that determined there was the need for this kind of a clearinghouse office for the classification of government information. The task force decided that the archives was a good place for this office to land, and they put their money where their mouth is because until the archives gets a permanent appropriation from Congress, ODNI is going to pay for this office out of its hip pocket through an interagency transfer for at least the next several years.
Interesting.
Which I thought was fascinating.
An interagency transfer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and apparently they have that kind of because
authority.
Because right. They're ODNI, they have discretionary funds that maybe, you know, get dropped off in a black helicopter someplace.
Was there,
you
know? Was there a sense in the discussions today, because there has been so much, I mean, the amount of conversation about transparency has just increased over the last year.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a sense in the room that this might actually that this is something that could happen, or was it just sort of this is the buzzword of the time?
Yeah, it's very interesting, Chris, and we're going to get into this a little bit more in some of our future editions of our Tracking the Transition series, because this is all good stuff that we had here today. There was a lot of expectation because of the way that the President Obama has comported himself when it comes to issues of open government and transparency in the days right after, you know, his administration started. That big memo that he sent out, right, for one thing. One of his first memos. They were waving that happily at this conference today. Yeah. But also there was, the last panel that of the day at this conference at American University, they also had a reality check, because they had some folks from the who had at one time worked with some of the government agencies, and basically saying, well, this is all well and good, but you have to realize there's a lot of hard work that's going to go that has to happen before some of these things come to pass. Not the least of which is that there's an entrenched culture that's been around for 8 years that has been anything but in favor of openness and transparency from the previous administration. They said that's going to be a tough nut to overcome.